We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
And I think we're going to have a very good working relationship. I think the governor understands there's a supermajority in both chambers, and he's going to be very willing to work with the House and the Senate to get things done for the people of Kentucky.
The 2020 session of the Republican-controlled Kentucky General Assembly gets underway with a new Democrat governor in office.
The way we talk to each other, proving that we can disagree on a Tuesday but come together and do something important on a Wednesday, that's going to be just as important as everything else.
Governor Andy Beshear detailing his legislative wish list, pay raises for teachers, sports wagering, legalizing medical marijuana, and addressing the issues that leave us with overcrowded prisons.
We have one of the highest incarceration rates in the country and truly in the world. And we are rapidly coming to a decision about whether or not we want to continue to incarcerate people at the rate we are or educate our children, because those dollars that it's going to take to continue with the incarceration rate we have are coming directly from other needs that are so important.
And what is it like to sit at the desk where the buck stops in a city like Lexington, Kentucky? I mean, the things a mayor has to be concerned about: a tight budget, crime, drugs, traffic, and grease.
Don't put any grease ever down your sink.
As she begins her second year in office, Mayor Linda Gorton is the latest to oversee the city's compliance with an agreement with the EPA to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in new, separated sanitary and storm sewer systems.
You know, every now and then I hear somebody say, well, I'm tired of all this digging. The digging represents improvement, and people need to keep that in mind.
And then there's that legislation in Frankfort to ban sanctuary cities in Kentucky.
Lexington's not a sanctuary city. We never have been.
And we'll get an update on the mayor's efforts to position Lexington as a hub of agricultural technology. We might not have been talking to Linda Gorton in the capacity of mayor had it not been for what happened 100 years ago.
Women voting was not just a political achievement. It was also a social and cultural and moral debate and revolution in many ways. And it had the potential to upend so much about the way that our society is structured.
Carolyn DuPont, EKU Associate Professor of History, and Jackie Jay, Associate Professor of Ancient History at EKU, kick off a year-long monthly feature on Eastern Standard about the centennial of the ratification of the 19th Amendment.
One thing I'm really excited about in this series is the fact that it's going to encompass race issues, the fact that white women and black women did not experience this struggle in the same way, and white women were often afraid of enfranchisement for black women because that would upset the status quo.
Jackie J.
Another thing that I think is important is that we'll be looking at the broader sweep. We have historians coming in who focus on the later part of the 19th century and then the early part of the 20th century. And I think many Americans will be able to think immediately of key individuals in the American women's struggle, like Susan B. Anthony, but putting those key figures into context and seeing the gradual progression of that struggle, I think, will be a key facet.
The series will feature interviews with writers, historians, and many others. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.